Licking County Community Center for 60-plus adults is moving soon thanks to the first phase of a $2 million renovation of the historic horse barn at Brindu Mansion. According to the reporting project, the barn's first floor has transformed into a hub for the organization's programming. Phase 2 is set to kick off with fundraising efforts to install an elevator. A grand opening will be held later this year. In 2025, Westerville utility customers can expect to see a monthly bill increase of $19.61, marking a jump of just over 7%. Even with rising service costs and wastewater treatment rates, officials say Westerville customers still enjoy lower bills than their neighbors. Governor Mike DeWine says he is still focused on school bus safety, even as state lawmakers have been off for the holidays and left without enacting new policies. He says he will be heading straight to the Ohio Controlling Board to secure funds for clear safety recommendations. DeWine launched a task force last year to enhance bus safety. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Canal Winchester's Water Reclamation Facility Headworks project is getting underway. Officials say the lowest bid was just over $27 million, which is 17% over estimate. The project will replace the current facility built in the 1960s to expand capacity, requiring utility relocation and a new storage building. Franklin County Auditor Michael Stinziano is out with top dog names for 2024. Top names include Bella at number one, followed by Lucy, Max, Daisy, and Charlie. In Ohio, dog licenses must be renewed annually before January the 31st. The renewal process varies by county, but most offer services either in person or online. A committee to focus the state's fight against opioid use disorder on science is marking 5 years of groundbreaking work. Finding genetic factors that may affect someone's vulnerability to opioid use disorder and the risk of overdosing is one of SCOPE's major accomplishments. I'm Eric Brown reporting.